Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of evolutionary voices for the quantum age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience evolutionary voices for the quantum age Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you could join me today for another episode of Coping with Collapse on this Islands of Sanity podcast. I'm your host, Carolyn Baker. Last week, we looked at how to deal with fear, but there's much more to be said about fear, particularly with respect to anxiety. Anxiety is a form of fear that doesn't pertain to fear of some specific thing happening, but rather it tends to linger in the nervous system and produce low-grade fear very frequently or constantly. Most people in our culture experience anxiety 24/7. They may not be aware that they're experiencing it because their lives seem pretty manageable, but when they stop their frantic pace of life, they have to admit that they are anxious and that staying busy keeps the anxiety at bay. I have no doubt that anxiety is one reason that sheltering in place at this time is incredibly difficult for some people. When we can no longer use busyness as a way of coping, anxiety can become unbearable unless we have other tools for dealing with it. One of the things we didn't talk about in the episode on fear, but that we must talk about in relation to anxiety, is breath. When we're fearful or anxious, our breath shortens. We breathe in a shallow manner, and the chest and lungs do not fully expand. When we breathe deeply and fully expand the chest and lungs, anxiety decreases, even if only for a few moments. Most people in Western culture rarely experience breathing deeply. Even when the doctor is listening to the lungs and tells us to breathe deeply, we rarely do. So let's take a few moments to practice breathing deeply. If you're not driving a car or operating machinery, stop and take a few moments to get comfortable sitting in a chair or on a sofa. Sit upright and straight so that your torso isn't shrinking into your belly or sinking down there into your abdomen. Now close your eyes, and when I tell you to take a deep breath, I want you to mentally reach down into your belly and slowly allow the breath to come up from your belly and up into your lungs as you breathe in very slowly. Okay, now I'd like you to take a long, slow, deep breath, and then exhale. Now take another long, slow, deep breath, and exhale. This time, when you breathe in, inhale as slowly as you can, and when you exhale, exhale as slowly as you can. One more time, a long, slow, deep breath, and then a slow exhale. One more time, take a very long, slow, deep breath and slowly exhale. Now, check in with your body and see how it feels. No doubt, more relaxed and energized. The really important key to breathing properly is to do it slowly and deeply. And I realize that, of course, when we're in the middle of activity, we don't breathe the way you just did. But that's why we need to take breaks from activity in order to do this. Some other tools that can help us navigate anxiety are the following. First, it's really important to have compassion for ourselves at this time. It is absolutely normal and okay to be anxious about many things. If you've lost a job, or you feel sick, or you know people who have the virus, or people who have died from it, you're going to feel anxious. When the rent or mortgage is due and the creditors want to be paid, it's normal to feel anxious. So be compassionate with yourself about your anxiety at this time. Also, if you need to take a break from the news, do so. I don't recommend that you take a permanent break because we all need to know what's going on. But take a day or two when you tune out the news and use that day or days to do something fun or creative. And here's another very important tool that I mentioned last time and that I will mention every time I talk about managing our emotions. And that is, it's very important that we all develop the part of us that is an observer. Every one of us has the ability to stand back to some extent and watch what we are feeling and what we are doing. So begin to notice your anxiety. Notice what it stirs up. Notice how it feels in your body. Notice the body sensations. Notice the thoughts that accompany the anxiety. Notice yourself being anxious. And above all, feel compassion for that person and then begin to think about ways you can help that person. Another tool that is really good for dealing with anxiety is journaling. I recommend journaling longhand on paper. You can certainly journal on a computer, but journaling on paper with pen in hand gets your body engaged. You don't just see the words on a screen. Rather, your body is more involved in creating the words. In any case, sit and journal about your anxiety for 10 minutes or more. And then, as you do that, what do you notice about you as you journal? As you journal, let yourself be creative and even brainstorm some strategies for resolving the issues that you're anxious about. Another invaluable tool for managing both fear and anxiety is moving your body. Being sedentary increases our anxiety because the energy of the anxiety tends to bounce around in the head. Moving the body distributes and helps dispel that energy. Almost everyone who's staying at home and sheltering in place can go for walks, or go to a forest or a park and be free to move in nature. If you have a regular exercise routine, then stick to it and do that every day if possible. If you don't, or you just want to take a break from your routine but still want to move, walk in nature. I encourage periods of brisk walking or power walking that speeds up the heart and lungs. And if yoga is your preference, then by all means, do yoga at home. It's an excellent tool for releasing stress. Yoga, along with meditation, are ideal for decreasing anxiety. And I'd like to say a bit about anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants. I am not opposed to people taking such medications when they need them. Many people are afraid of getting chemical support when it might be helpful. We are all living in enormously stressful times, and I'm sorry to say, the times are only going to get more stressful. Our nervous systems were not made to handle the amount of stress that we're currently coping with. Many people are using herbal and natural medications and remedies to help them cope. And if that works for you, fine. But if you feel that you need more, then explore options with your doctor. An appointment with your doctor for anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication will be considered a non-essential appointment at this time. So if you have to wait a while, then you have to wait a while. But if you need the support, if you need this kind of chemical support, by all means, make the appointment. A word of caution. Over-the-counter sleeping medications have long-term side effects that can contribute to cognitive impairment. If you need a medication to help you sleep, make sure it does not contain the antihistamine diphenhydramine. This antihistamine blocks certain brain chemicals that may be disturbing one's ability to sleep. But long-term, it could contribute to cognitive impairment. Whatever course of action you take, do not judge yourself for quote unquote being drugged. Unless your intention is purely to escape and you really do need chemical support for building a wall between you and anxiety or between you and depression, you are not drugging yourself. You are, in fact, taking care of yourself. Another word of caution regarding anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications. As collapse intensifies, it will become increasingly difficult to obtain those medications. Most of the ingredients come from other countries. And as globalization and global trade crater, these medications could become very scarce. However, we could say the same thing about lots of products that come from other countries. As with everything else, I would caution you to live one day at a time. Worrying about what won't be available and when can only increase your anxiety. As with many issues, it's good to have information about the future, but it's not useful to obsess about it. And now I'd like to offer some practical suggestions around sleeping. During this time of crisis, it's extremely important that we sleep well and get as much sleep as we need. Before trying non-organic sleep medications, here are some very important tools that can help us sleep. I'm sharing the following suggestions from a website called The Sleep Doctor. And this particular article on that website is called How to Sleep During the COVID-19 Pandemic. The Sleep Doctor gives some very good suggestions, which are, number one, give yourself an electronic curfew of 90 minutes prior to lights out. This means a media diet before bed. You need time to relax and de-stress. So no screens 90 minutes before bedtime. Two, consider meditation or progressive relaxation before bed or while falling asleep. You can also use ambient music to help you relax and get to sleep. Number three, compile a gratitude list in your mind while lying in bed in the dark. Many people think stressful thoughts as they fall asleep, which makes sense since in the past it's been the first time all day that you get to think by yourself. But that causes increases in our fight or flight hormones. Thinking less stressful or positive thoughts can help reduce stressful feelings and help with sleep. It also improves deep sleep and encourages more positive dreams. As you lie in bed, reflect on everything you're grateful for. The list is actually endless. Number four, keep your schedule consistent. The more consistent your wake-up time and the more consistent your overall bodily function, the better. Avoid extra napping during the day if you're homebound because it's only going to disrupt your nighttime sleep. Five, if you garden, do so. By all means, working directly with the earth is calming and grounding. And right now, we need everything we can muster for grounding. I recommend putting your back, either standing or sitting on the ground, putting your back up against a tree and feel the incredible grounding of that tree. Imagining its root structure and how deeply it goes down into the earth. And with your feet on the ground or your butt on the ground and your back up against that tree, allow yourself to feel grounded and connected with the tree and the earth. Number six, lower your intake of stimulants and depressants. For example, caffeine and alcohol. If you're already stressed out, adding caffeine to the mix is not a great idea. It will only increase the unwanted side effects. Now, alcohol, while making you feel sleepy, does not allow for quality rest, which in turn will make you feel even more stressed if you have a hangover the next day. It also makes you less able to fight a virus. Number seven, take a hot shower or bath 90 minutes before bed. Wash off all those germs and increase your core body temperature. Your body temperature will decrease once you get out of the tub, and that helps produce melatonin naturally. Number eight, make sure your environment is clean. If possible, use a filtration system for your bedroom air. Wash your sheets twice a week in hot water. And try to do an overall deep cleaning of your bedroom because you'll be spending a lot of time there. For now, eat healthily, sleep well, exercise and move your body, spend time in stillness or meditation every day. Spend as much time in nature as possible. Stay connected with friends and loved ones virtually. Keep your pets close to you and live from moment to moment. Be sure to create many moments of fun, play, joy, and celebration in your life. If you found this podcast helpful, you may want to donate as a token of gratitude if you're able. And please feel free to share this podcast with friends. I deeply appreciate your support. And until next time, this is Carolyn Baker asking you to be safe and well, and to feel free to share this Coping with Collapse series with friends. Let's work together to create islands of sanity in this very stressful sea of chaos.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.